I am ready. I'm ready. I am ready. I like what I have found. I like what I have found. I have found peace. I found the teacher within. I found how to train myself to listen. I teach myself. I like myself. I like what I have found. What I have found is that there is no mystical, no mystery about anything in the world, anything in the universe. It is all inside of me. It is all in my inner self that all exists. And when I call something a mystery, it's only because I have not turned to my inner self. I have not turned to my self, the teacher within, to reveal to me all that is and all that exists and how it is and how it exists. I always turned away before as a human being looking for something in the outer to reveal what the universe was, what the world is, and how it works and functions, and how I am playing my role in it. And now I like what I found because I found that my role in this universe, my role in this life experience that I've given to myself is not confusing at all. My role is to know and to enjoy. My role is to realize that all already exists. All already has taken place. I'm not experiencing day-to-day new things. I am being aware that these things already exist, and I call them new, but they're not new. They exist, and they exist in me. And I can choose out of the infinite capacity of the universe whatever things I choose to experience in my life. I can take from the infinite capacity of all that exists, of the allness that exists, any teensy-weensy, tiny little thing that I might want to experience at any point in my life. I do not have to experience things because there seems to be an orderliness that is bringing that into my world. I do not have to experience that. I do not have to know what is going on. I do not have to know why and how things are functioning. All I choose to do is to be myself and have fun, to live my life in such a glorious, wonderful way that I am taking all of those things that make me happy from the infinite allness and experiencing them again for myself. They're already happening. They're already done. But I'm experiencing them again for myself. Now, the things that are left out are not unhappy being left out. There's no attitude about them. There's no morality about them. There's no need that they must be expressed. The only things in the world that are exciting to me are what I choose to experience. And I choose to experience them because that is who I am. Out of the allness, I claim whatever it is that I want. It's all right there, and it's all at my fingertips. I merely reach out and take that which I wish to experience, or that which I choose to experience, or that which I do experience. It's all up to me. It's all up to where I stand in my road of life. Do I realize that the allness is now? Do I realize the isness is now? Do I realize that everything that I could conceive of experiencing, conceive of having in my world, is there already? I could not conceive of having anything if it were not already in existence, and everything possible already exists. And so it's up to me to make my choice. It's up to me to affirm the truth about myself. It's up to me to lay in that attitude of mind, in my consciousness, to lay it in my world, in my universe, and enjoy it. Enjoy it from the get-go, the very beginning, to enjoy it from the fullness that my heart can conceive of it being, and enjoy it 100%. Now, I enjoy it just for myself, not for anybody else. And as I enjoy it for myself, as I'm ready to enjoy it for myself, I see all in my world enjoying it. Not because they chose to enjoy it, not because they wanted to enjoy it, not because it was their decision to do anything, but it was my decision that I enjoy it, and hence I choose to have everyone in my world enjoy what I enjoy. Everyone in my world enjoys peace that I enjoy. Everyone in my world enjoys listening to their teacher within them, how they reveal what the infinite is from their point of view, with their teacher within, how they achieve this within themselves. It's up to them. But I see them living a full life. I see them living a life revealed in every way, just like mine is. I see them happy, just like I am. I see them in every way liking themselves, just like I do. I see them teaching themselves to be still, to listen to their teacher within. And you know what happens? When I teach myself to listen to my teacher within, in that process, my universe is listening to my teacher within, and everybody that I have in my world, everyone that comes to my attention, everyone who is in my universe is listening to that same teacher that I'm listening to. My teacher, their teacher, our teacher, all one teacher. And we're listening to that teacher and we're enjoying it to the fullest extent. I like what I've found. For what I have found is so fulfilling and rewarding and beautiful that it fulfills every joy of my heart, every delight of my soul, every experience I could ever want in any way at all. It is who and what I am right now. Are you ready for that sort of an experience in your life? I am ready in my life. And because I'm ready in my life, you're ready. And I see you revealing the divine in you, revealing the allness in you, revealing the isness in you. I see you absolutely ideal in every way, shape, and form, just like I am. Just like I am. And I like what I've found. I like what I've found because what I have found does not make me to be in charge of the world of others. It makes me to be in charge of my own world for what I select out of the infinite allness for my every moment experience is what my world is. And the world of anyone whose world touches me, and that's every world, it's what they have too. It's how they think, how they feel, how they live, how they have their attitudes. They live in this peace. They live in this awareness of the teacher within. They live as a trained master to listen to the divine within, to the teacher within. And they teach themselves as I teach myself. And I like myself, and they like themselves. And they like what they have found, for I like what I have found. And I give this blessing unto all in my world of liking what I have found. And I found the world to be beautiful and good and glorious and fantastic in every way. And I found that everyone in my world thinks the same way and lives in the allness, and choosing out of the allness the delightful, the charming, the wonderful experiences that make their life fulfilled and beautiful. They're ready. I'm ready. You're ready. We're all ready. Now, it's up to us to take it, to claim it, to name it, to affirm it, to reveal it, in our world right now, in my world right now. For I am peace. I found the teacher within. I train myself to listen. I teach myself. I like myself. I like what I have found, because I am ready to delight in everything that is good and beautiful. And I sit in peace, delighting in everything that's good and beautiful for me, for my world, for me, for all that my world is, for me. And now, I am ready. I'm ready. I am ready.